Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We start in Washington, where President Donald Trump held his administration's first cabinet meeting yesterday afternoon with Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, Chief Elon Musk at the table. Fox News reports Trump kicked off the session by touting DOGE's $50 billion spending cut plan, calling it a revolution to slim down government. Musk, now steering DOGE solo after Vivek Ramaswamy's exit, pitched firing federal workers who just don't justify their roles. A move Fox says has Trump's base fired up. The Washington Post offers a sharper take, noting protests swelled outside as federal workers, on strike since Tuesday, clashed with police. The Post reports cabinet members like Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent backed the cuts, but unions and some Democrats slammed DOGE as a wrecking ball aimed at vital services like healthcare and housing. The Post says Tuesday's court injunction halting DOGE's firing spree loomed large. Trump vowed to fight it, but cracks in his team showed as Musk faced heat for juggling Tesla's woes. Reuters broadens the lens, pointing to global eyes on this shakeup. Reuters reports allies like Britain are nervous about aid programs facing the axe. While markets held steady despite the chaos, investors betting on Trump's pro-business bent. DOGE's plan, per Reuters, could reshape how Washington runs, but with Musk's lone leadership under scrutiny, some wonder if it's too much, too fast. For now, the cabinet's united front is holding, just barely. This one's splitting the nation. Efficiency or upheaval? We'll keep you posted as DOGE's next moves unfold. Next, we head to Texas, where Tesla's troubles hit the streets Wednesday. Hundreds of workers at the Austin Gigafactory launched a strike, demanding answers after last week's explosion that injured 12. The Blaze reports picket lines formed at dawn, with workers accusing CEO Elon Musk of cutting safety corners to meet quotas, claims tied to a widening federal probe now eyeing criminal charges. The Blaze says the walkout's timing stings, hitting as Tesla delays its Cybercab rollout to 26. CNN digs into the unrest, noting two workers remain critical yesterday. CNN reports the FBI and OSHA suspect sabotage or negligence, with whistleblowers alleging Musk ignored warnings to rush production. Denials Tesla's doubled down on. Musk, juggling his DOGE role, called the strike disruptive in a tense call with reporters. But CNN says the plant shutdown is bleeding jobs and output, with families of the injured joining the pickets in a raw show of anger. Bloomberg News frames the stakes, reporting Tesla's stock dipped 5% as Wall Street braces for supply chain hits. Bloomberg says rival Waymo's gaining ground in autonomous race, while Musk pushed for a hybrid Cybercab with steering wheels, spotted in tests, as analysts split. Smart pivot or brand misstep? In Austin, it's a standoff. Workers want safety. Tesla wants production, and the feds want the truth. Frustration's boiling. Accident or foul play? This one's lighting, and we'll bring you updates as a strike and probe presses on. Turning now to the White House, where President Donald Trump's trade gambit is shaking up the border. Yesterday, Mexican officials arrived in D.C. for emergency talks after Trump doubled down on his threat of 25% tariffs over illegal crossings. Fox News reports the meeting, sparked by Tuesday's border security bill signing, aims to head off duties Trump says he'll slap on by April 25th unless Mexico boosts patrols and cartel crackdowns. Fox says Trump's framing it as a win-win, security for the U.S., leverage for Mexico, while his base cheers the hard line. The New York Times paints a tense picture, noting Mexico's delegation pushed back hard. The Times reports they called tariffs a disaster for both nations, with $800 billion in yearly trade. Think cars and produce. At risk of price spikes. Critics, per the Times, say Trump's bluffing to flex muscle after the bill's backlash, but aides insist he's serious, pointing to record migrant stops as proof of a crisis. The Times says protests over the bill fueled yesterday's urgency. Mexico's feeling the heat from both sides. Reuters steps back for the stakes, reporting Canada's on alert too, fearing a tariff domino effect. Reuters says U.S. businesses, from automakers to grocers, are scrambling, with some lobbying Trump to ease off as stocks wobble. No deal set as of yesterday, per Reuters, but talks stretch into today. Mexico's offering more border cops, but Trump wants more. This one's a high-stakes chess match. Some see a border fix, others a trade war brewing. We'll keep you posted as these talks play out. Next, we head to New York City, where Mayor Eric Adams' legal woes just got heavier. Wednesday, federal prosecutors added two counts of bribery to Adams' corruption indictment, alleging he funneled $200,000 in illicit foreign cash to city projects. Newsmax reports the charges, filed in Manhattan, claim Adams leaned on Turkish donors for perks like luxury trips, doubling down on last week's accusations he rigged his 21 campaign. Newsmax says Adams, pleading not guilty again, called it a pile-on by foes, with his team trending defiance. NPR unpacks the fallout, noting a city spiraling into unease. NPR reports the new counts tie Adams to a shady real estate deal, with wiretaps catching him promising favors. Evidence, his lawyers say, is twisted. Already battered by Saturday's subway shooting, Adams vowed to stay put, per NPR, but Governor Hochul's hinting at removal powers if he's convicted. Residents are split. Some back his grit. Others see a mayor sinking fast. Associated Press widens the lens, saying this case tests New York's political core. AP reports the feds nabbed a top aide yesterday, too, widening a probe that's now snared five in Adams' orbit. With trial months off, per AP, City Hall's limping, crime's up, budgets are tight, and trust is thin. Adams' fate could reshape the Big Apple, and for now, every move's under a microscope. This one's raw, leadership or lawlessness. We'll bring you updates as the case builds. Our next story takes us to the heart of a growing labor crisis. Wednesday, the nationwide strike by federal workers shut down major IRS offices, just weeks before tax season kicks into gear. The Daily Caller reports thousands of employees walked out, protesting President Trump's $50 billion spending cut plan led by Doge Chief Elon Musk. The Caller says IRS hubs in cities like Atlanta and Kansas City locked their doors, with strikers rallying against looming layoffs. Reports show empty desks and picket lines stretching blocks. MSNBC dives into the mess, noting taxpayers are already feeling the pinch. Returns are piling up and refund delays could stretch into March. MSNBC reports unions, emboldened by Tuesday's court injunction halting Doge's firing spree, are digging in, accusing Musk of torching public trust, with cuts to agencies like the IRS and Social Security. Trump blasted the strike as treasonous in a fiery noon address yesterday, per MSNBC, vowing to break it, but with no talk scheduled, the standoff's intensifying. BBC News steps back for the stakes, saying this could kneecap government revenue. $4 trillion flows through the IRS yearly. BBC reports some GOP lawmakers are wavering, urging a pause to avoid a tax debacle, while allies abroad watch aid programs teeter. Musk's push, per BBC, is testing Trump's grip. Efficiency's the goal, but chaos is the vibe. For now, the strike has no end in sight, and filers are left hanging. Panic's brewing. Reform or ruin. We'll keep you posted as wallets and workers wait. Back to Washington, where President Donald Trump's shaking up immigration again. Wednesday, Trump pitched his gold card visa scheme, aimed at luring wealthy foreigners to the U.S. with fast-tracked residency. Newsmax reports the plan, unveiled at a glitzy Mar-a-Lago event, offers visas to anyone investing $10 million or creating 50 American jobs. Trump called it bringing the best to boost the economy. The Washington Post offers a critical take, noting it flips Trump's hardline border stance on its head. The Post reports critics, think Democrats and immigration hawks, are crying foul, arguing it's a rich man's loophole, while yesterday's border bill cracks down on the poor. Some in Trump's base, per the Post, are grumbling too. Why open doors now? But his team insists it's jobs, not charity. $5 billion in investments could flow in year one, they claim. Bloomberg News frames the money angle, saying Wall Street's intrigued. Stocks in luxury real estate and tech ticked up yesterday. Bloomberg reports similar golden visa programs rake in billions elsewhere, like Portugal's. But U.S. red tape could snag this one. Congress has to sign off, and that's no sure bet. For now, Trump's selling it as a win, with opinion split. Some see genius, others elitism. This one's a curveball. Growth or giveaway? We'll bring you updates as Congress weighs in. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we are here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed, stay balanced.